was the night before Black Friday when all through the mall, the biters lurched stiffly, 10,000 in all. The pain I did bring, a gift that kept giving.
There's 6 million ways to make the undead stop living.
It's so nice to be naughty, I thought with a grin. I'm just getting started. Let the sleigh ride begin.
Dead Rising 4. Let the sleigh ride begin.
Peggy 18.
With the gods as our witnesses, it is pledged that the winner will allow the loser all the proper funeral rituals.
There are no pacts between lions and men.
No, you're a killer!
Sir, yes, sir!
Let me see your war face! Ah! That's a war face! Now let me see your war face! Ah! Bullshit! You didn't convince me! Let me see your real war face! Ah! You don't scare me! We're fucking...
Greetings, Fight fans, to hear the 45th edition of In the Square Circle with Felipe Leon. I am Felipe Leon, international editor of FightNews.com and also co-host of Boxeo Tijuana TV every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Pacific on our YouTube channel, which is Boxeo Tijuana, YouTube.com/Boxeo Tijuana. And then every other week here on the Leave It in the Ring Network, the 2-Minute Round with Mr. David Avila and Mrs. Elena Baby Doll Reed, as well as myself. We had our last episode last Thursday with our next show going down on the 15th. That would be December 15th, our next show of the 2-Minute Round, your hooks and jabs look at the female fight world. And you can find me on Twitter at SD Fights, S as in San, D as in Diego, Fights on Twitter. But here in the Square Circle is your 30-minute or less recap of everything to do with boxing in the last week. So with that said, let's go to our hooks and jabs. In sad news, 25-year-old boxer Ed Brown was shot over the weekend in his hometown of Chicago and tragically passed away after being treated at a local hospital. An undefeated welterweight prospect, the news was confirmed to the ABC affiliate in Chicago by his longtime coach, George Hernandez. Brown was hospitalized after suffering multiple gunshots, including one to the head, while sitting in a parked car in the East Garfield section of Chicago. The welterweight had reportedly wrapped up a late-night gym session and was in a car with a 19-year-old woman when gunshots rained down from a silver vehicle which had pulled alongside him. Both victims were rushed to the Mount Sinai Hospital. The woman was wounded but listed in good condition. His career ends with a 20-0 16 knockout mark. No arrests have been made as this goes on the air, nor was the motive for the shooting immediately made known. So rest in peace, Ed Brown. This past week, it was announced MMA star Conor McGregor has secured a boxing license in the state of California. McGregor paid his $60 fee and filled out his application to receive the license. McGregor also applied in Nevada but was denied because of a $75,000 fine the state applied for throwing a water bottle at Nate Diaz in their press conference for their second fight for the rematch. The Nevada State Athletic Commission director Bob Bennett stated that once the MMA fighter pays his fine, he would have to see McGregor spar or a video of it before he issues a license, as MMA and boxing are two different sports. Since the announcement, Paulie Malignaggi, Shane Mosley, Michael Cassidens, and even Ricardo Mayorga have announced they would like to face McGregor in a boxing ring, although everybody believes he is trying to go after Floyd Mayweather Jr. Bob Arum of Top Rank told USA Today McGregor is only using it as a tactic, using the boxing license as a tactic to earn leverage against the UFC and try to get a better deal with the MMA company. As far as McGregor, you know, obviously California, I read that the California director is all about McGregor fighting in California. He knows that would make a pretty good coin in the state of California, and obviously he would get a cut of that. So he was willing to face McGregor against what he termed a formidable foe, an experienced fighter. But obviously it would not be Floyd Mayweather Jr., because Floyd Mayweather Jr., I don't see him, A, fighting Conor McGregor, and B, fighting in California. So until until Conor McGregor gets a license in Nevada, that fight should not or could not happen, even though Mayweather Jr., through Leonard Ellerbe, has stated over and over that he is not willing or is not in the running to face Conor McGregor. Looks like Oscar La Hoya is back to his self-destructing ways as he was caught coming out of a nightclub Saturday night in Los Angeles, visibly intoxicated. In a quick interview, De La Hoya stated he was single, alluding to his marriage to Puerto Rican pop star Milly Correger to being over. During the interview, De La Hoya also stated Saul Canelo Alvarez would destroy Conor McGregor. And for now, for your listening pleasure, we do have that interview right here.
I'll tell you who will beat Conor McGregor's ass.
Oscar De La Hoya.
What do they call him? Canelo Alvarez.
Canelo Alvarez?
And he looks Irish, just like Conor. So think about it. If they step inside the ring, people will think that there's two Irish going up in the ring. But guess what? Canelo's Mexican. And Conor's Irish.
Yeah. Well, you know, they come
and
from
Canelo,
the same, that's the same gene pool.
Hold on. But hold on. If Conor received his license, his boxing license in California, right, which I heard.
Right. Fight's going to go down.
Okay, hold on.
Okay, come on.
I'm extending an invitation to Conor on December 17th. Bernard Hopkins is fighting on HBO at the Forum, live on HBO. I'm extending an invitation to Conor to witness a real legend.
Okay.
In the ring.
Okay.
If he wants to witness a real live legend, then go see Bernard Hopkins December 17th at the Forum.
Okay.
And there you have it. And what I do like about that that interview with Oscar La Hoya, that even though he sounds very intoxicated, or not maybe very, but somehow intoxicated, he does not forget to promote the next Golden Boy card, which is set for December 17th at the LA Forum with Bernard Hopkins in the main event against Joe Smith in what is being billed as the last fight in that legendary career. So even though he's not in his full senses, he keeps promoting. So Bob Arum would be proud. And according to Eric Gomez, president of Golden Boy Promotions, he has met with Saul Canelo Alvarez to plan out the WBO Super Welterweight Champions 2017, and facing Gennady Golovkin is a high priority. Gomez and Alvarez's team discuss numbers and will meet again later this month to discuss whether Alvarez fights two or three times this upcoming year. All depends on his hand, which he injured in his last fight against Liam Smith back in September. While at the same time, according to some sources, a March 18th HBO pay-per-view fight is nearly set between WBC, IBF, WBA super champion in the middleweight division Gennady Golovkin and the WBA regular champion Daniel Jacobs. Looks like IBF heavyweight champion Anthony Joshua is looking way past Eric Molina and is in serious talks to finally face Vladimir Klitschko in April of next year. Also, Joshua, of Nigerian parents, is considering fighting in the African country where he is a huge star, following Muhammad Ali's footsteps. And finally, in the hooks and jabs section of this, the In the Square Circle, Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. has made a bold statement. If he doesn't beat German Dominic Bridge, he would seriously consider retiring from the sport. He mentioned during a recent interview, a lackluster performance or a loss will prove he doesn't have it to be an elite fighter, and that would make him consider leaving boxing. And that, my friends, is the hooks and jabs section of In the Square Circle number 45. And now we will go to our fight results. On Friday, December 2nd, from the Belasco Theater in Los Angeles, California, Golden Boy Promotions on Estrella TV gave us Abraham Lopez scoring a unanimous decision over Sergio Lopez in a 10-rounder at featherweight. Scores were 190 and 99-91 two times. While in the semi-main event, Oscar Negrete stopped Raul Hidalgo in the fourth round of Schedule 8 in the bantamweight division, with the official time being 2:49. From the Save Mart Arena in Fresno, California, Top Rank on Unimas presented Jose Ramirez stopping Isuf Kinda in the sixth round of Schedule 10, to defend his WBC Continental Americas title in the 140-pound division. Official time was 58 seconds of the sixth round. And from Sam's Town in Las Vegas, Nevada, Mayweather Promotions gave us Ashley Theophane scoring a unanimous decision over Yakubu Amidou in a scheduled 10-rounder. Scores there were 190, 97-93, and 97-94. On Saturday, December 3rd, from the Centro de Convenciones in Acapulco, Mexico, Promociones del Pueblo on Televisa gave us Marcos Villanzaña Jr. scoring a technical knockout in the 8th round of Schedule 12 against Jorge Luis Rodriguez to defend his WBC Latino lightweight title. Whereas in the Polideportivo Centenario in Los Mochis, Mexico, Sanford Promotions on the Azteca Channel in Mexico and Bein Sports in the United States gave us the loss, the third loss in a row of Jorge Maromarito Páez Jr., this time to Johnny El Vaquero Navarrete in a 10-rounder. Official scores there were 98-92, 97-94, and 96-94, with Páez Jr. announcing his retirement from the sport after the fight. From the Kodinka Ice Palace in Moscow, Russia, Eduard Travinovsky was the recipient of a brutal left hook to the chin by African Julius Indongo, and that way he lost his 140-pound IBF title at the 40th second of the first round. So we have a new 140-pound super lightweight champion in Julius Indongo. While in the main event, Murat Gassiev, the undefeated Murat Gassiev, trained by Abel Sanchez, defeated via split decision Denis Lebedev for the IBF cruiserweight title. Scores there were 116-112, 116-111 for Gassiev, and 114-113 for Lebedev. Although Lebedev is also the WBA champion, that title was not on the line because Gassiev is only the mandatory for the IBF. So the WBA was not on the line. So Lebedev, even though he lost the fight, he continues to be the WBA cruiserweight champion, while Gassiev is now the new IBF 200-pound champion. And finally, from the Lagoon Leisure Center in Scotland, Billy Joe Saunders finally got in the ring with Arthur Akimov, and he squeezed out a unanimous decision to defend his WBA middleweight title. Official scores are 116-113, 116-112, and 115-113. And now we go to our upcoming calendar. It's going to be a jam-packed weekend in boxing, possibly the most jam-packed, the last one of the year. We obviously have that December 17th fight card at the Forum, which is going to be quite possibly the last major fight card in the United States. But this Saturday, December 10th, from the Montreal Casino in Montreal, Canada, Gym Promotions gives us Eledir Alvarez facing Norbert Dabrowski in a 10-rounder at semi-heavyweight. Or a light heavyweight, where from the Arena Monterrey in Monterrey, Mexico, Sanford on Bein Sports in the United States and Azteca Channel in Mexico gives us a return after 17 months of Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. against Dominic Bridge of Germany in a 10-rounder at quite possibly 168 or 169 pounds. Where Vector Arena in Auckland, New Zealand, Deco Promotions and Top Rank gives us Joseph Parker against Andy Ruiz Jr. in a 10-rounder for the vacant WBO heavyweight title. Where from Manchester Arena in Manchester, UK, Matchroom Boxing gives us Anthony Joshua defending his IBF heavyweight title against Eric Molina in a scheduled 12-rounder. Scott Quigg comes back after his loss to Carl Frampton to face Tijuana's Jose Cayetano in a 10-rounder for the vacant WBA International Featherweight title. Luis Concepcion will defend his WBA Super Flyweight title against Khalid Jafai in a 12-rounder. And heavyweight Luis Ortiz will face David Allen in an 8-rounder at heavyweight. From the U.S. Gallen Center in Los Angeles, California, Ringstar Promotions under Richard Schaefer, their first debut fight card will be broadcast on Showtime with Jesus Cuellar defending his 126-pound WBA title against Abner Mattis, while Jermall Charlo defends his IBF 154-pound title against Julian The Rock Williams. And finally, from the Century Link Center in Omaha, Nebraska, Top Rank on HBO gives us WBC and WBO 140-pound title champion Terrence Crawford defending against John Molina Jr., while in the semi-main event, Menard Mason, late sub, will face Ray Beltran in a 10-rounder at lightweight. And that brings us to the end of this, the 45th edition of In the Squared Circle with Felipe León. I am Felipe León, and we are on the Leave It in the Ring Network. And before we go, we'll give you a quick rundown of what you can find here on the network. Every Monday night at 6 p.m. Pacific, you'll get the next round with Steve Kim and Gabriel Montoya. Every Tuesday, you get In the Squared Circle with myself, Felipe León, giving you a 30-minute or less recap of everything boxing for the week. And every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Pacific, you get the flagship show, Leave It in the Ring, with Mr. David Dueñas. And every other Thursday at 7 p.m. Pacific, you get the two-minute round, your hooks and jabs look at the female fight world with Mr. David Avila, Mrs. Elena Baby Doll Ring, and myself, Felipe León. So with that said, we thank you for listening, and we'll catch you next week.